Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Joe Barker back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. More than 10 years now, Joe's been hanging out with us. What a great day it was when he accepted my invitation to join me on the show, and we've just been so fortunate to have his wisdom over the years. He's one of the top futurists of our time. He's the author of my favorite book on the planet, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, but he's written a number of other books. He's an outstanding filmmaker as well, and of course, he's our good friend, Joe Barker. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be back.
It's good to have you back. Pretty darn good golfer, too, I might say, ladies and gentlemen. Hits it down the middle way too much.
Used to be.
Hey, Joe, this is exciting stuff you got here.
Yeah.
Sugar. I'm excited about this sugar that can melt away cholesterol. See, when I learned that dark chocolate was good for your heart.
Yep.
And almonds are good for your brain.
Yep.
So now I'm buying chocolate-covered almonds and eating them like it's health food.
Yep.
Right? that's the story I'm sticking to, Joel.
Well, this sugar thing tells us two things. Number one, there's a lot of sugars that we usually don't talk about. It's a complex molecule.
Yep.
And secondly, it also shows us that things that looked like they were not good for you, a la dark chocolate, it looks like this specific sugar could have a profound effect on cholesterol buildup and plaque on the arteries. Mm-hmm. And it's the sugar, interestingly enough, is called cyclodextrin.
Mm-hmm.
It is used, one of the things that cracked me up is it's used in the air freshener Febreze. So I'm wondering, they should do a little check with people who use Febreze.
I know.
On a regular and just see how their cholesterol is doing.
So your doctor, I can imagine you go to your doctor and he says, your cholesterol's too high. Here, plug this into your water home.
Exactly.
And instead of a drug rep calling on him, the air freshening people are calling on him.
Well, I'll tell you, if I make Febreze, I'm looking at that and saying, could that be a medicinal?
No kidding.
Could I plug it into the car where it's really a closed environment?
Right.
But here's the thing that interests me about it is that as a sugar, it's a natural cholesterol remover. And what it does, and this is what's really important, as it basically melts the cholesterol so it can flow away to the liver and then get excreted, it also reduces the inflammation response.
What?
And inflammation is the big deal.
So when
the
plaque comes loose, it leaves inflammation?
It could. It doesn't because of this sugar. So
it just releases.
Two for one.
It doesn't pull off. It just releases.
It turns it. It liquefies it. That's what I thought. You can see it chunking off, breaking off in pieces, and then all of a sudden you've got a problem. No, it liquefies it.
Wow.
So what they're saying is there are a couple of interesting side effects that came from another use in terms of hearing loss, but not on the mice that they did this thing specifically.
Right.
And the other question is that this has not been something that has been, it's an injectable. You don't want to go through the stomach because your stomach will digest it.
Right.
You can't take it orally. See.
So you've got to shoot it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
But would this be a constant treatment like diabetes or just a one time thing?
Well, it looks like it was multiple treatments to get it all clear, but not like a gigantic number, because the other stuff we're going to talk about, it was a year of treatment to get the whole thing.
Well, is there any kind of any issue, anybody ever, you know, some of the problems with plaque is it breaks loose and gets and does bad things when it rattles around inside.
This looks like it melts it off, research they've seen. Now, the next step is human beings. They've got to try it on people. But the mice were all genetically shaped, to be like human. Now, here's the punch. There's two punchlines in this. Number one, Dr. Latz at the University Hospital in Bonn, Germany, credits a woman, Chris Hempel, who lives in Nevada. She's a businesswoman, for suggesting the use of cyclodextrin to treat Mm-hmm. I can't say the word.
Atherosclerosis.
Yeah, that's it. Treating the cholesterol buildup. And this is an example of an outsider causing a revolution in a paradigm. That, you know,
at the verge.
Exactly. That's so. And she did it because her two twin daughters were having cholesterol crystalline problems.
How about that?
And so here we have, you're right, this is a verge, but it's also an outsider seeing something that the insiders were never even close to.
Their paradigms wouldn't let them see it, would they?
Their paradigms took them to a different pathway. They would never have looked at sugar this way.
And thankfully, they didn't say, not made here, not invented here.
That's what I was going to say. Congratulations to Dr. Latz.
Yeah, exactly, for not being so myopic about that. All right, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, we got more stuff. How about concrete that bends and doesn't crack? How about how to charge your electric car faster? And how about new stuff for Alzheimer's? Joel's got all of that right after these messages. 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.